This is the duplicate tape of Mr. Robert Marr's interview 1 from 90 minutes to 60 minutes.
Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. March 8, 1980, an interview with Robert Marr at his residence in Alhambra, conducted by Beverly Chen. Mr. Marr, can you tell me your parents? Place of origin where they were born.
My father was born in Canton.
Which village?
Mar village or Baksa or whatever.
Baksa. Yeah. Do you remember where it was?
That's what I remember, that just the Mar village.
Did he speak? Do you remember if he spoke Sayyip or Sayyip?
Cantonese and so
on. Okay, how about your mother?
She spoke both.
Both Sanyam and Sayyip?
Yeah.
And where is she from?
Marysville, California.
Marysville, California. That's near Sacramento?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what was your father's educational background?
Well, he didn't have any, but he just picked it up, little by little from this Chinese school that he used to go to, that church, Chinese church.
Here in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Oh, when did he come here?
Well, he died when he came here when he was 16 years old.
Uh-huh.
And he died when he was 85.
Which year was that when he was 16?
We'll subtract 16 from 80. He died about 12 years ago.
He died 12 years ago, and he was 85 years old.
Yeah, when he died.
I see. Okay. Oops. Well, anyway, I presume the late late 1800, around 1890 that
yeah.
He came.
Yeah.
I see. Did he come by himself?
Yeah, he came with they usually, my distant cousin sort of loaned him $300 to get here.
Uh-huh.
And then after that he had to, work and paid it off. And after he paid it off, he learned to cook. And then he went on his own.
Mm-hmm. Did you know why he came here?
Opportunity, in the land of opportunity is what, mm-hmm.
Was his family a farmer, a farming family, or?
Yeah, in our village we raised peanuts, peanut oil.
I see. And what did he do after he came here? What sort of jobs did he hold?
Well, he learned to be a cook.
Uh-huh.
And after he learned to be a cook.
Where did he learn it from, school?
No, he picked it up from the railroad camps.
Railroad? Did he work in the railroad?
Yeah, because my cousin used to work for Santa Fe, so that's where he learned to cook.
Your cousin or his cousin?
His cousin, we're all.
I see.
So,
And he was a cook for the railroad workers?
Yeah.
Ah.
In camp, railroad camp.
In Santa Fe?
For Santa Fe.
Santa Fe,
yeah.
Railroad.
Yeah.
Ah, I see. Do you remember where he worked?
No, around here someplace, but this is where he settled in this part of the country.
Oh, okay. Then after he learned how to cook, what did he do then?
Then he went into business of his own for, fruit and vegetable, produce.
Didn't he work for some American?
Yeah, yeah, he worked for Norman Chandler's grandfather on Huntington Drive.
Uh-huh.
Then after,
as a cook?
As a cook, family cook, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, he worked for Doheny, the oil king,
uh-huh,
on Frigolore and Adams.
Uh-huh.
And then he saved $1,000 and then went into business of his own. Because it took a long time in those days for $1,000, right?
Yeah.
$25 a month.
Yeah.
It takes quite a few years to...
You said he saved $25 a month?
Mm-hmm. He spent $5 a month. Mm-hmm. After he spent that $5, he would stay in and, you know...
Then what was his salary, $25 or
$30? $30
a month.
Yeah, $30 a month.
Oh, my. So he was... When did he become involved in the wholesale fruit and vegetables?
Well, after he saved $1,000.
Yeah.
So he went into business of his own. See.
Yeah, you told me he went into...
Yeah, he went and then started, a horse and buggy, you know, around, selling fruit and vegetables from door to door, you know.
Oh, door to door, I see.
And then after, he started going into business of his own. Later.
Was that popular, selling fruit and vegetables door to door by a buggy? Did other people do it too? Was it mostly a Chinese sort of job?
Chinese. I mean, years ago, everything was door to door. See, like bakery and because, you know, the grocery stores and the supermarkets wasn't, you know, nobody had it. It never exists, you know.
At that time, weren't there small grocery stores?
Yeah. But in neighborhood stores, you know, mostly neighborhood stores, you know.
Right.
And, mostly you could charge, and stuff like that, see. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, years ago, you know, you only made $15 to $20 a week. I mean, that was pretty good wages, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
And then, you know, $15, $20 a week, you could raise a family because, you know, everything was cheap. If you bought $5 worth of grocery, that was enough for a whole week, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Orientals live cheap, don't they?
They're thrifty.
See, like a bowl of rice and then, you know, you've got greens and they could...
Did your father, when did your father marry your mother?
About 30 years old.
30? Uh-huh. How did they meet? Through a matchmaker?
Yeah, something like that in San Francisco. I mean, you know, he wanted a wife, so somebody recommended him
a suitable lady, huh? I see. Do you know your mother's background?
Well, she worked. I mean, she worked all her life in a restaurant. You know.
Oh, I see. As a waitress?
Cook and things like that. You know.
Uh huh.
Because, you know, years ago the parents, you know, they didn't think the girl should have an education, see, so, you know.
She didn't go to elementary and high school?
Well, she went to a few years school, and then after that, she had to work, you know, because times was hard then, you know. You know, years ago, you know, times are real hard, you know, right? My grandma had about nine
children.
Mm-hmm.
I see. And your mom was one of them?
Yeah. She was the youngest one.
Oh.
So, she had to work.
Oh, I see. You said she worked as a hairdresser at MGM?
Yeah. In 36. It was good. She worked in 36. She started in 36.
How did she switch from the restaurant business?
Well, you know, by mouth to mouth, you know, people, you know, recommend, you know, different things, and so she used to be pretty, she was like a interpreter, you know, at one time for the Chinese ladies, you know, in this town, see?
In which town?
In Los Angeles, you know.
Oh, because she spoke English and Chinese.
Uh-huh. Oh. And she would help the Chinese ladies, you know, run errands and things like that, you know.
But she didn't get paid for that,
But, you know, she was a good-hearted lady, you know, and she always wanted to help people, you know.
Yeah. So she got this job through recommendation?
No, well, she helped, you know, one family after another, and, you know, word gets around that, you know, you could depend on her, you know?
Mm, I see. How long did she work on the set?
Quite a few years, you know.
I see. Really? Mm-hmm. Because Good Earth, I'm sure, finished shooting within a year.
Yeah, well, and then she worked on different, you know, years ago, they used to have quite a few Chinese pictures, you know.
So she did the hair of the Chinese ladies.
Yeah, and then she used, you know, advisor, you know, like an advisor, you know.
Uh-huh.
The way they were, you know, years ago, they used to have all these old-time pictures, you know, like, you know, war pictures and things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then after she became the hairdresser, did she continue working in it, or did she have to leave and do
something else? No, she just worked off and on, you know, when she was called, and then she would help out, and you know.
The rest of the time she would work in the restaurant as a cook. What was her salary back then as a hairdresser, do you remember?
Wasn't too high.
Mm-hmm.
She spent most of her money entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Entertaining whom?
Entertaining the studio people.
Just because she wanted to get promotions, or?
Yeah, well, you know, years ago, you know, if you didn't promote, you wouldn't have a job, see? Right?
I don't quite understand. She was always a hairdresser.
She was a hairdresser, and then in order to, she was a good artist. Because, you know, well, the Chinese was dirt in those days.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to have a hold her job, mm-hmm. she would have to, you know, entertain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one thing. What was her name?
Ann Mar. Chow Young. Her name was Ann Chow.
Uh-huh. Oh, Ann.
Christine Zhou.
Oh, Christine Zhou. Could you tell us your Chinese name?
Ma Chai Chang.
Ma. Is that Tai?
Yeah.
Ma Tai Chang. Okay.
That means a straight line. That's my grandfather named me that. Walk the straight lines.
That's good. I mean,
well, you know, Chinese always think of something, you know.
Philosophical, huh? Okay, could you tell me your year and place of birth?
Los Angeles. I was born in 1912. September
16, 1912. Mm-hmm. In Alhambra here?
No, in Los Angeles.
Central LA?
Yeah.
What language did you speak at home, Chinese or English?
Chinese.
Which dialect?
Siya.
Mm-hmm. But you said you understood and speak Sanya also?
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. Besides Los Angeles, have you lived anywhere else?
No, I always lived in Los Angeles because all my jobs were, you know, labor. I did waiter work all the time.
Your father was involved in the produce business.
Uh-huh.
You said he sold produce door to door, but later on he became a wholesaler also?
Yeah.
On 9th and...
Well, he had all the big customers like Maid Company and, you know, places like that, you know.
So, in other words, his business was very profitable from the horse and buggy.
That's the only thing that the Chinese could do was, you know, fruit and vegetables.
Yeah, and then later on he became a wholesaler instead of a retailer.
Uh-huh.
I see. And where did you go to elementary school?
I went to Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara?
Yeah, you know, Santa Barbara Street, you know, Santa Barbara and Western?
I see. Excuse me, I thought you were talking about the town.
And I went to
Manual Arts High School.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What about, where did you live, you and your family?
around the 9th and San Pedro area?
Yeah, I was born down there, and then we moved out to the west side.
When did you move?
Around in the 30s.
Uh-huh. West side, exactly what do you mean the west side? Like Santa Monica?
No, like Crenshaw, you know where Crenshaw is?
Crenshaw, yeah.
Yeah. Crenshaw area.
Your father bought a house there?
Yeah.
Ah. Rather difficult at that time, wasn't it, to buy a house?
Yeah, because he was not a citizen, and we had to go to a lawyer. We had to pay the lawyer in order to get the property.
Did he become a citizen before he bought?
Well, later on, later on, that my brother and I got to be 21, then we was able to hold the property.
Oh, it was transferred to your title.
Yeah.
I see. But he was able to purchase property without being an American citizen.
If he had to pay.
Well, yeah, anyway, he paid the lawyer.
Yeah.
Oh. Were there many Chinese in that area?
No,
that
we were the only one. And then later on, several started moving up that way.
Oh, what was your father's name?
Ma Moon Jong.
Mm.
Ma, yeah.
Ma Moon
Gong.
Gong. Moon Gong. Oh, Moon Gong. I see.
You know, Dr. Lee, Ed Lee?
Yeah.
Well, he moved up there too.
I thought he lived in Silverback.
No. Later on they moved up that way.
Ah, they were
the dentist.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Did you interview him?
Yes.
Yeah.
At his Silver Lake.
He used to live on, I think, Denker or Los Angeles. Did he ever give you that?
Yes. I think he mentioned that.
Yeah.
Was that in Crenshaw?
Yeah.
District?
You know, did you ever meet another one that, Helen Don?
No.
She has she's another old family too, you know. She has a takeout place on Temple City.
Mm-hmm.
Helen, called Chow's Takeout.
Mm-hmm.
They live on Live Oak. The place is on Live Oak.
Live Oak?
Yeah.
Is in the Crenshaw area?
No, in Temple City.
Oh, Temple City. But they used to live there too? In the Crenshaw area,
yeah.
I see.
They're old timers too.
Oh, I see. After you graduated from high school, what did you do?
Well, I tried to get to both of these schools, like navigation school and law school.
Was it a United States Army? Navy?
No, Merchant Marines.
Oh, Merchant Marines. Navigation school?
Yeah.
In Long Beach?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And did they
accept
you?
They didn't accept me because I was Chinese. They said, I'm sorry, but we don't allow Orientals.
When was that? Which year?
In the 40s.
Did you join World War II? Did you fight
no.
in the war?
No, I was in an automobile accident.
Oh, I see. And so what did you do after that?
Well, then I
rejected.
Then I went to be got me the restaurant business later.
Uh-huh. And did you say you tried to get into college, but you were accepted at a college?
They didn't accept me because in law school, I wanted to be I got turned down from the navigation school.
Uh-huh.
Then I tried to, want to be a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
Then I studied law, and then they didn't accept me.
You would have to go through undergrad, 4 years of undergraduate school, though, before you can apply to law school.
Yeah, but I tried it. My mother knew a lawyer,
uh-huh.
judge.
Yeah.
And I was doing a little work for them, running around doing this and doing that,
Yeah.
But they wouldn't accept me.
The law firm would not accept you?
Uh-huh.
Because, of course, they have to have people with law school degrees.
I know it, but I tried to study law, but I found out that they wouldn't accept, in no time,
There were no Chinese law school students at that time at all?
Well, they wouldn't anybody, they wouldn't accept anybody.
Yeah, so there weren't anybody studying.
Yeah.
But at that time, were not the requirements that you had to go to
4 years of university before you
yeah.
could apply to law school.
But I had to go through, you have to go through a lot of different things before you get, I found out, different ways,
Uh-huh.
But they wouldn't accept me, so what can you do when they don't accept you?
Okay, you went and worked as a waiter in a restaurant,
uh-huh.
and that was, did you try and get into any other profession after that?
No.
Okay, when did you get married, and how were you married through a matchmaker also?
No.
So, did you ever write or communicate with any of your relatives back in China?
No, because I don't know. Because years ago, you know Wilbur Wu.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yes.
I know. We used to we grew up together in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever interview him?
No, I think somebody else was going to.
Oh.
You're talking about Wilbur Wu's father, David Wu?
Yeah.
Or,
you know David Wu?
Well,
he's a vice president of Canton, Cathay Bank.
Yeah, Wilbur, I know him personally, but I didn't go and interview him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we will send someone out to interview Wilbur's father, who's
yeah.
getting along in age.
Yeah.
My mother,
used to be, you ever heard this Kuomintang?
Your mother?
Yeah,
Kuomintang.
Yeah.
Your mother was in the Kuomintang.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he was a big wheel too in the Kuomintang.
Wilbur?
Yeah, his father.
David.
Yeah.
Oh, your mother joined the Chinese Nationalist Party?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when?
A long time ago when they had that, in Los Angeles. Yeah. That was years ago. That's why come she got the... she associated with different people, and that's why she did all this running around for us.
That was rather unusual, wasn't it, for a woman to be to more or less have a career, to have a steady job all her life,
years ago there wasn't too many Chinese in this town, so word gets around, well, they all mix together, from friends to friends to friends, right?
Mm-hmm. She worked throughout her life, it seems. Huh?
She was a good hearted because, she did a lot of running around for,
for
different people,
Do you know why she became a Kuomintang party member?
Well, she knows David Wu's wife.
Uh-huh.
And then, David Wu, she didn't speak too much English, so my mother did, running around, help.
Did she, after she joined, did she do anything for them?
Well, she was like an interpreter or something like that.
Were there many Nationalist Party members here?
Oh, yeah, there was quite a bit, yeah.
Well, in the 30s?
Yeah.
I see.
There was a lot of, there was only one Nationalist Party then, remember?
Yes, right. There still is only one, one party called the Chinese Nationalist
yeah.
Party.
But that's sort of wearing out now, is it, or what? In China, the Nationalist Party is sort of wearing out.
The Nationalist Party is in Taiwan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you? I forgot to ask you whether you had any brothers or sisters.
Yeah, I got a brother. He's in Reno.
You have only one brother, and that's it. You have a small family.
Yeah.
So there was just two of you, right?
Yeah. He used to be a well-known dancer. You ever heard of Tai Sing?
No. What's that?
That's his Chinese name.
Tai Sing?
Yeah.
Ma Tai Sing?
Yeah.
Dancing? What kind of dancing?
Ballroom dancing.
Oh, ballroom dancing.
Yeah, like they do, like Fred Astaire.
Uh-huh.
He was pretty well known up in San Francisco.
Is that what he does for a living?
He used to nightclub, he used to dance at the nightclub.
Oh, perform?
Yeah.
I see. Or did he do anything else besides that?
No.
Okay. During your lifetime, did you associate mostly with Chinese or Americans?
Well, I associate with mostly Chinese.
Uh-huh. How about how many percent would you say were non-Chinese?
Well, I'd say maybe about 30%.
Uh-huh. Did you associate with any blacks?
No.
Chicanos?
Okay. Mostly by myself. That's why I was raised, because, you know, independent. Because my father and mother were working all the time, and we didn't have much time to, you know, associate with.
When you were going to elementary and high school, most of your friends were Chinese, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Did you speak English or Chinese to them?
Well, both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, years ago, we had to go to Chinese school, you know. That was a custom, you know.
Oh, after elementary school,
yeah.
From 4 to 7.
Yeah,
or something
yeah.
Like that.
And then you know how the teachers used to do it. They were bad, you know. The teachers were bad, you know, strict.
Ah, strict. And
they had a king or a ruler with them, you know, if you didn't hold a pen straight up and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And then if you didn't memorize your lesson or something like that, you really get it, don't you? And then, you know, when there's about, you know, 30 or 40 kids in the school,
uh-huh.
You know, you could never learn anything, right?
Yeah, I assume I've never gone to one of those schools.
You know, in China it's different because they all speak the same, and then you have to.
Yeah, it must be very hard to go to elementary, go to regular school and then go
for
an extra 3 hours.
You know, after we get out of school, then we have to march down to Chinatown. We took a streetcar down, you know, it was streetcars then, you know.
Did you like or dislike being in a Chinese school?
Going to
Chinese school in addition to?
Well, it was pretty good because it wasn't so strict. It'd been all right, see, but we just couldn't learn anything because we had to study at night our homework.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to, you know, forget about that. And when we went back to Chinese school, then we didn't, you know, remember what we learned the next day, see, because
uh-huh.
if there was 30 or 40 kids in one school, in one room, so how can you learn anything, right?
Okay. How many years did you go to Chinese school?
Well, quite a few years.
Okay. Which one was it?
It was, it was just like a little group in Chinatown, you know. We had
the Benevolent Association one or the church one?
Well, they have a sort of a class, you know, like a little building, and then we all meet there.
Is it the one, where was it located?
On North Andrew Street.
Los Angeles and what?
And you know where Chinatown is? Los Angeles and Alameda.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
That was Chinatown right there. We only had a small area, you know.
Did you feel stronger ties to Chinese or the American culture?
I think the Chinese culture is better than American because there's no no meaning to it, right?
Did you feel sorry for being Chinese because of the discrimination that you
no.
have experienced? And so you think of yourself mostly as a Chinese?
Because I was raised, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Because my folks were old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
And then like New Year's and holidays, I like to go back to the old ways.
Oh yeah, how did you celebrate your New Year's?
Mm-hmm. Well, we used to, you know, celebrate just like
firecrackers.
Yeah, I mean years ago you could celebrate real nice. I mean they have. I mean it's really, you know, strict. You know, like I was raised in a small town with my, you know, where my grandma was raised. You know. Well, in Marysville, they still have the old fashioned way, you see. Like bomb day and stuff like that. You know.
What's bomb day?
Well, it's sort of a holiday, you know.
I personally never heard of it. All right, is that a Chinese word or an English word?
That's a Chinese word, you know.
Oh. Yeah. Did you get like those little red envelopes with money?
Yeah.
When you were sick, Did your mother give you Chinese or American medicine?
Chinese medicine.
Did you have to get it from an herbal doctor, or did she know how to prepare herself?
Well, we used to have friends that was in that business. I mean, study that in China, see? Mm-hmm. Like cold and things like that. I used to take Chinese herbs, you know.
Oh, for colds?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You've never seen an American doctor for anything?
Well, I had two broken legs, that's all.
Oh, yeah. So, did you go to a chiropractor?
No, I went to a regular hospital. You know, had my leg, you know, in the cast.
Yeah.
That's all.
Oh, I see.
But I never had anything else wrong with it.
Oh, other than just colds. Did your family prefer Western or Chinese style of recreation? You know, Chinese would be like mahjong and...
Well, they play games.